President Morsi has been in office for almost 6 weeks, and he came to power during a period of political and economic turmoil. But he's been trying to reassure Egyptians by taking to the airwaves. As Merritt Kennedy reports, Morsi has been responding to questions from listeners on a radio program.
The new show is called The People Ask, The President Answers. Every night for about 5 minutes during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, President Morsi answers pre-recorded questions from citizens on issues that concern them, from security and social justice to electricity and garbage collection. On this night, there's a question from Mohammed Hassan Mohammed. He says that in his home province, there are no government bakeries or granaries, forcing local residents to buy wheat from the black market at a high cost. He asks Morsi what he can do about this problem. The president responds,
We're working on creating a network of new bakeries with plentiful production to decrease losses and to improve quality.
As in all of these broadcasts, Morsi goes on to stress his commitment to solving the people's problems and asks them to do all they can to help. Sami Mohammed, an accountant, is breaking his Ramadan fast in a downtown Cairo restaurant. He says he likes Morsi's broadcast.
It's a very, very good sign that the president shares the people's problems and shares in their worries. This wasn't happening over the past 30 years.
During the 30-year reign of former President Hosni Mubarak, public addresses were rare and almost always formal. Especially during his last years in power, months went by without a word from the president. Imad Abdel-Latif, a professor at Cairo University who studies presidential speeches, says Mubarak sometimes gave the impression that he didn't care about ordinary Egyptians.
To understand the way Morsi speaks, we have to compare it to Mubarak's rhetoric, and we can see that there is an attempt to do just the opposite.
Abdel-Latif explains that Mubarak generally read a prepared speech. Morsi has a tendency to improvise. And in sharp contrast to Mubarak, Morsi addresses the public at least once a day. In addition to the radio broadcasts, Morsi has set up a complaints hotline to field calls from citizens. He's also using Facebook to reach tech-savvy young people. But Abdel-Latif says that although answering direct questions from Egyptians shows more engagement with the public than in recent years, this format is not new in Egypt. Previous presidents, Gamal Abdel Nasser and Anwar Sadat, took questions from university students that were broadcast live. In one famous incident in 1977, a student named Abdelmonem Abu Fattouh accused then-President Anwar Sadat of having a hypocritical policy towards Islamic scholars. Sadat bellowed back at him, "Hold it right there. I've never been called a hypocrite in my life." The debate raged on for a full 6 minutes, live on the radio. Abu Fattouh, the student, went on to become a presidential candidate in this year's vote. Professor Imad Abdel-Latif says that the main difference between these debates and Morsi's show is that Morsi is answering pre-screened questions. At a downtown coffee shop, tour guide Aladdin Ibrahim says he is unimpressed by the show.
You are promising people to do something, so there has to be an action. If you want me to believe you, there has to be an action. But just talk, this is not going to lead anywhere.
Many here see better communication with the president as a good sign. But as the economic situation in Egypt deteriorates, promises mean less than real changes on the ground. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.